Part-time college instructors across the state are uniting for better pay and greater job security. The rallies held on this first National Adjunct Walkout Day are designed to bring attention to the growing number of temporary part-time instructors, often called adjuncts. Larissa Dorman, an adjunct professor at San Diego City College, says part-timers make up a surprising 75% of college faculty in California.
What they want is really cheap labor, because they'd rather bring in somebody young and new and pay them less. And that's the kind of stuff that really makes this a civil rights issue. It makes it a workers' rights issue. This is really ridiculous.
Dorman says she and other adjuncts often work at several different campuses. She says she taught 6 classes last semester and made $36,000. Had she been full-time, she would have taught one less class and made twice as much money. UC San Diego grad student Daniel Gutierrez says it's frustrating because he can only use tenured professors for his research committees, even though the professors who know his work the best are adjuncts. Also, he says he was considering teaching as a profession, but now he's not too sure.
Even if I wanted to pursue a career in academia, that's obviously troubling that I won't have any sense of job security afterwards and that I'll still be living in poverty like I do today.
Dorman says not only are adjunct professors not getting paid what they're worth, students are losing out too.
So our students are effectively paying more money in tuition while they're getting faculty that have less, that are being paid less money and also being given less opportunity to do the work of a professor.
Some college administrators say hiring more full-time instructors would drive up personnel costs at a time when colleges are facing funding cuts. The idea for National Adjunct Walkout Day came from a professor at San Jose State University who was fed up with working conditions. This is Lori Abbott, California News Service.